This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
We expect to hear from the head coach, DeMeco Ryans. We'll head out to NRG as soon as he gets going. C.J. Stroud a little bit later on today in the 3 o'clock hour. And we will speak to Benjamin Albright, who has covered the Broncos for years in Denver, both as a reporter. He's done some radio as well, so we'll hear from him and get his thoughts about the Denver Broncos, the next opponent for the Texans. We just had that conversation. Is this the best roster? Someone texted in. I don't know if we could say they're the best roster when they're missing Patrick Surtain, their best player.
I know. If we're just talking rosters, yeah.
But rosters and teams they've played. Yeah, Patrick Surtain obviously is, I think, overall their best player, and that's a big miss. Especially if you missed earlier, Nico Collins did practice today, so he may be able to go coming out of concussion protocol. If they put you on the practice field with concussion protocol, it makes you feel a lot better about his potential. But I think still with the, as I continue to say, the things that they do well in their strength, and when you combine that with what the Texans do, I would say – and as you said, with the caveat of week one being the first time the Rams played and kind of played together their new pieces, I think this is probably right now the toughest test that they will face when you look at all the scenarios combined, even with Patrick Surtain out. And I think that is, to the texter's point, that is a big, big miss for the Broncos.
Yeah, look, it's a big miss, but I mean, this is – And I don't know, caliber roster, maybe there's a conversation there with a couple of these teams, assuming everybody was healthy, kind of deal. But I don't know. When you watch the Broncos play, it's what Sean Payton's able to. It's kind of like the SEC being the best conference to me is when I look at Denver Broncos, right? It's not about necessarily Bo Nix, Cortland Sutton. You know, it's not about their biggest, best players, in my opinion. Even Evan Engram, the tight end. It's about what Sean Payton is able to get out, like running back R.J. Harvey. He is a
three touchdowns last week.
Well, he's just a real unique weapon, and we talk about those all the time on this show. Again, Sean Payton is as good as anybody in the league in what he does with R.J. Harvey. You look at how he uses, which I guess Marvin Mims Jr. is out, but you look at how he's used Marvin Mims Jr. in the past, who, by the way, was Mr. Texas High School Football, I believe, back about 5 or 6 years ago. I remember interviewing him over at NRG Stadium before one of the Texas Bowl games. So he's a Texas boy that went to Oklahoma. But the way that he uses, even I said not like Evan Engram, but if you look at Evan Engram being kind of a hybrid tight end, a little like Nass, a little more like a wide receiver, the way he uses those guys is a huge advantage. It makes that middle of the roster, kind of those others, significantly better on the offensive side of the football. And you can argue that on the defensive side of the football, they do the same thing. And so that part of the roster, I think, is meatier, I guess, than most of the opponents that they play.
They got a lot. They got several game breakers, potential game breakers that aren't necessarily their best players.
Yeah.
Right, like you said, Harvey, he had 3 touchdowns last week against, including a 40-yard run. They use him in a lot of different ways. Mims, you got to watch him in the kicking game. You got to watch him reverses. They get him. He caused a 40-yard penalty last week that set them up against Dallas. He's another guy you got in with. Even though Sutton and Dobbins has been really, really good for them, those are their top guys offensively. As you said, Sean does a really good job of finding ways to get these other guys involved, and that's something that the Texans have to deal with. Again, defensively, I think the Texans should be.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
In decent shape, but you know they just got to be smart in how they cover certain things. All right, we will head to NRG coming up at some point when D'Amico Ryans gets to the podium, and we'll hear from him. As I'm sure there's a lot to get to. I'm guessing, fellas, this one will be more straightforward Broncos football things. I'll be surprised. I'll be shocked off my ass if we get anything spicy.
You guys good?
Yeah, I would be too.
I'll be shocked. Oh, both sides. Both sides, I think, maybe have reeled it in. I think D'Amico's maybe probably like, look, hey, man, maybe let's handle this a different way. I think maybe some of the guys there, maybe let's handle this a different way. I'd be surprised if we get something out of this press conference that outside of football is a story.
Yeah, I agree. Look, this is a move on Wednesday, right? Move on to the next, especially after the Monday is a little bit more reactionary. Tuesday's the day off. Wednesday, they've watched film. They've moved on to the next opponent. And I think it's more about the upcoming game plan. It's more about the upcoming opponent. And especially now when you look up and you've got Nico Collins and you've got potentially Christian Kirk back, there's a lot of meat there. There's a lot of meat on that bone to talk about for D'Amico Ryans. So, yeah, I would imagine today would be overall positive. Another one of them positive days out of the drive, boys.
Hey, man.
Just what we do.
Man.
Yeah, you win by double figures, man, and things look good.
Shoot, man.
We should be positive, right?
Well, we're about 8 out of 12 segments yesterday. We're about 8 of them was positive, super positive.
I think more than that.
Probably more than that. 9 or 10.
I do.
I mean, the only ones that could be couched negative, I guess, would be the D'Amico ones because we weren't big fans of how he responded to that.
Well, that wasn't yesterday.
Yeah, it was. Didn't we talk about it yesterday?
I think it was more Monday. We were live.
Monday, damn sure talked about it.
Yeah, Monday we were.
Our days
run
together, brother.
Yeah, yesterday.
I mean, for such a negative bunch, man, we are on a roll.
Tell me, man. I've told you, man. Play well. Like they didn't give us Sunday's game. Literally, that's what I came in and we were talking about Sunday's game, and everything that went around it was arguably the best performance that we've seen from this year.
Yeah,
And that's what it should have been. And for some reason, the story went a different way.
I just think, in the spirit of D'Amico Ryan's Monday comments, I think it would be a good idea if we had counted, if we started a clicker, we started keeping score, just in case if it's ever brought up again, we know. Hey man, we are positive at a higher clip than Tyler hits bets.
Well, maybe a ding.
that's a high rate of positivity.
I want the record to show. I don't want just no sound.
How do you want to do? You want to do this each segment, or each time you really get in there positive?
At the end of the day, I think we ought to spend a couple of minutes just looking
like
back.
Hey
man, today we were 70% positive. Just in case anybody over there is listening, we're 70% positive.
You're gonna get hard.
Yeah, including them soft ass text messengers and chatters or whoever it is that didn't like that negativity either. They like to take shots. You can take shots at me or take shots
Let's
at Ryan.
Let's hire somebody to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Not at me, though.
Hey, Tyler's got plenty of time.
Man. Byron.
Tyler's got plenty of time on
his hands. Byron. Maybe Byron sit in every day. Maybe, guys, let's hire him.
Tyler's in there playing with himself the whole damn show. He got plenty of time.
All right, let's head to break here. Hopefully we'll hear from Coach D'Amico Ryans before that gets away from all of us. That's coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.